Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, on Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Cahokia, and online at catskillnativenursery.com. And I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. And I just bought my bottle of concentrate, I Must Garden concentrate, and mixed up, filled all my containers, because boy, this is the time to get out there and spray like every week. Things are just growing and growing and growing and growing. And, you know, so are the deer and the rabbits. Just, oh, rabbits. Oh my gosh. Dutch Clausen from the Phantom Gardener. Earth Day is Wednesday, but the Phantom Gardener is celebrating Saturday the 25th, next Saturday. Beekeeping specials on natives, specials on other plants, tree seedlings, you know, little whips of trees. It's amazing, if you take care of a tree whip, how fast it grows.
Isn't it? Yep, exactly. Mix in some good organic compost. Pay attention to it. Water it. Yeah. So we'll have like those little seedlings to give away. So that's a fun thing to do for Earth Day. I think we'll have dogwoods. Maybe we got birches, something else. A couple choices. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Wow. And the info booths. Now, I think info booths is such a great way to go. But I'm just going to say, even though it's early in the season, if you have something you think is diseased, put it in a plastic bag. Please do not ever take anything that you're worried about or it covered in aphids or anything. Put it in a plastic bag. You don't want to take that into a nursery that you love.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. Just the, yeah, being careful with that, not to share any of those. Photos are great. We love photos. And and we're going to have a Phantom Gardener on staff just posted at an info booth. And you can come up, ask questions, get advice, whether it's about veggie gardening or a hedge you want to plant, trees, bugs. And then one of our great friends will be here, Jeff Decker, who's with Green Cross. So he's an amazing like arborist and takes care of all sorts of things. He's going to be here as well. And he knows all sorts of things about the blights and the fungus and all that stuff that goes on and what's happening now. And, he's a wealth of knowledge, so that's going to be fun. We've got some beekeepers, and we're excited to have the Village of Rhinebeck has a parks committee. It's kind of a newish committee, and so they're going to be here set up, and they want to share with folks their plans for the parks of Rhinebeck, plantings they want to do, and other things. So that's kind of a fun aspect to this too. I hope I'm not forgetting anything. Seed starting. We've got lots of free seeds. We've got all sorts of things to start seeds in. So with Earth Day in mind, we're going to start seeds in egg cartons and recycled little fruit plastic igloos or whatever those things are called, clamshells, I think they're called.
Yeah.
You know, other
great little greenhouses, you know.
Yeah. We're just gonna play around with that and plant stuff up and get people growing.
You know, it's such a great, it's interesting that you mentioned the town of Rhinebeck and the Parks Committee, because one of the things that I keep thinking that is one of the most satisfying things in my life is I'm on the Inland Wetlands Commission in my town, and I've been on it for years and years. And it is so great to be able to take my passion for nature and, living plants, trees, ecosystems, and put it to use in a sort of bigger way. And I
Yeah.
keep thinking I want to do a whole show sometime, and I'll find some, New York towns commissions about, call your town or just go to your town's, see if we have both our Inland Wetlands Commission, which is a regulatory body, and then we have a conservation commission, which does the legwork of like what's going on and offers workshops and does all kinds of. So there's a
Oh,
lot
that's
of
great.
ways to be publicly involved, and
Yes.
it's,
Yeah.
it's so worth it to just go on your town's website and see what's out there.
Yeah, and we're lucky here in Rhinebeck. I mean, this is the Village of Rhinebeck Parks Committee, which is sort of newish, and they've got their thing going on. And then we're really lucky to have some other people involved in local government who are doing town composting and hosting great events too. So yeah, it's important to tap into that. And a lot of towns are offering stuff like this. And if your town isn't, well, then it's a great idea to definitely call them up and try to get involved if you can, or encourage them, let them know citizens want this.
My town does a great composting thing. We have bins. We put them in
Yeah.
our stuff in biodegradable bags. We dump them at the bins. It goes away. It turns into compost. It's, because it's, I think so many of us were composting food waste, but then we have bears.
Right.
So we all sort of went, oh gosh, what are we going
Yeah.
to do? We always, everyone still composts their leaves and stuff at home, but food waste isn't really waste. It's really, a resource.
Absolutely. Yeah, fuel for the garden for sure.
So get a get go online in your town and see what's available, because there are a lot of people already working on it, and you might find that somebody wants to start, a composting project in your town, but they just need help.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And it can take just a few people joining together to make change.
And there's lots of, it's happening, so you don't have to invent it from the ground up.
There you go. Lots of info out there. Right.
Lots of people doing lots of stuff. So check your town for Earth Day and see, how you can make it Earth Year in your town. It just it is a really amazing thing. So one of the things that happened last week when it was so hot is, wow, trees just bloomed too fast. I mean, it was so fast. The magnolias, the red buds, the cherries. Wow. I
Yeah,
mean,
things are open.
oh my gosh. And it made me think, it is a fabulous time to plant a tree. And what do you guys got there? You got a bunch of magnolias, I bet.
We sure do. Oh my gosh. So Ursula and Dave order our trees, and I just want to add that that morning at 9:15, this is going to be a real treat. Customers can come and meet them for a yard walkabout and go and check out all the things. They're really excited. These guys are major tree nerds, and it's going to be really fun. So magnolias galore. Ursula's like the magnolia queen. So lots of those here. We've got, let's see, in terms of flowering plants, also red buds, crab apples, dogwoods, cherries, what else? And then of course lots of maples and oaks and some great, shade trees. We've got tilia. What else is here? An amazing
Yeah,
selection of
what?
Japanese maple. Do you know tilia?
No.
Yeah, this is when we need Ursula and Dave. They're our tree people. Well, join us if you can. Saturday morning, 9:15. Ursula and Dave will tell you all about Dilia.
It's see Achillea. Wow, Achillea.
Not Achillea, but this is, which is Yarrow. We have that too. But this
Yes.
is Tilia. And I should have known more about it before I brought it up. But we have so many trees. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you can, God, I love the idea of a walk around with Dave. You know, it's
Doesn't
just like,
that sound
oh God,
fun?
those two of them, what a great thing. So wait, we're gonna take a quick break. Gigi Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener. They're doing Earth Day celebration next Saturday, the 25th. And you can go online and check it out. But you know, gosh, just go. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com. And Northern Duchess Botanical Gardens, where the plants we grow are the plants we sell. And they are in the backwoods of Rhinebeck, but check them out. They have great stuff, ndbgonline.com. So we're taking our break, and we shall return.